On the line right now to give us an update on UPCO's efforts to restore power to everybody is Public Relations Manager David Forsberg.
We've got, right now, we're figuring we've got about 1,500 still without power in the western UP. That's, you know, Ontonagon, Keweenaw, Houghton counties, a little bit of Baraga, which is, which is good, but it's going to be a long day with a lot of mop-up work still to do.
Were there any surprises yesterday as the crews were going on, anything that you learned?
Well, we obviously saw a lot of, trees and limbs down on lines. One of our Twitter sites, we posted some pictures, and, one of them, obviously, they came across a fair amount of down wires. This is why we're always preaching to people to always assume that line is down, it's down, is energized, and to not touch it. It's going to be a slow slog. One thing, though, that our crews did discover from yesterday is, and you've probably heard in your listeners as well, is that Twin Lakes was especially hit hard. One of our crew members remarked that it looked like a bomb went off over there. Just a lot of storm damage. I know that the National Weather Service talked about straight line wind gusts of anywhere between 80 to 90 miles an hour in that area. It's obviously that there were a lot of lightning strikes in that area from our crews that were out there. And, of course, people have underground electric infrastructure buried that serves their camps. And so we think there's going to be we could be spending a fair amount of time out there just, working with that. But we have two of the three ATC lines up, and we'll be working on the third today, as you can imagine, in the western UP. We also have our Portage Peaker plant that we, brought into the ball game, so to speak, yesterday to give 12 megawatts of power that, brought Houghton back on in mid-afternoon. It was able to help us give some power up to the hospital up on the Keweenaw Peninsula. So it was nice to have that resource there. I'm estimating that, during the height of the outage yesterday, Rick, covering our whole service territory, because remember this hit a little bit of Delta and Marquette counties and Iron counties, and then, of course, the western UP, we figure we had about 26,000 of our 54,000 customers without power yesterday, and I'm estimating at least 24,000 of those customers were in the western UP, Ontonagon, Baraga, Houghton, and Keweenaw County. So it was pretty busy, 20 crews, and I don't know if you and your listeners are lovers of facts, but we kind of figured that yesterday, between those 20 line crews that were out, as well as all the people that were working behind the scenes, the guys working in the dispatch center, we had meter reading technicians that were out in the field scouting for outages and looking, or not scouting for outages, but looking for trees and limbs down on lines. So we figured we had a grand total of about 100 UPCO employees working on this when it was at the, the zenith of being very busy yesterday. So it was as you can imagine, a very, very busy day, and we certainly appreciate, the patience of our customers and the public. We know it was very trying to be without power, especially with it being as hot as it was yesterday. And then today, we've got two crews out this morning. We're bringing in six more UPCO crews who have had a chance to rest a few hours. And then we've also, we're bringing in four crews as contractors from outside. So we're going to have up to a dozen crews out today doing all that mop-up work to try, at least by the evening hours, to get those remaining 1,500 customers back on with power.
Well, David, again, I'll say that we really do appreciate the work of these guys that were working through the night and, ever since yesterday morning trying to get power back on. One of the things that has amazed me so far with the intensity of the storm and the damage that it caused, that so far we have not heard any reports of people being injured. So we'd like to, we hope that that continues, because, it's one thing to go without power, but a storm like this could do a lot more than just inconvenience us for a little while.
Well, no, and you bring up a good point. And, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, Rick, but definitely, again, I just can't, reiterate enough that if people do come across a down wire, don't touch it. And if they're out and about and they happen to see a tree down on the line or some branches from a tree on a line, give us a call. Call our 24-hour electric number, emergency number, 800-562-6000. 7809 and just say, hey, I'm on the corner of so-and-so, and here's I'm seeing a tree that's leaning really heavily against this line. That'll help us speed up the outage restoration process. And speaking of thank yous, Rick, I want to thank, you know, your station and all the other media in the area for helping us get the word out yesterday when there was, you know, no power. That was very appreciative. And also, again, thanking everybody for their patience, we had a couple of folks that approached our line crews yesterday while they were out there handing the bottles of water. So we really appreciate that, and we're very thankful that things are slowly progressing, and we really appreciate everybody's patience.
Absolutely. You're welcome. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.